Now, Rich Thomason. The government will be able to keep on borrowing and spending into the new year now that the Senate has approved a stopgap bill previously passed by the House. President Biden expected to sign the measure into law. The House Ethics Panel says it has found substantial evidence of lawbreaking by Republican Congressman George Santos of New York, has referred its findings to the Department of Justice. Well, it seems that many Biden backers will be voting against Donald Trump rather than for Joe Biden.
The findings of a new Reuters-Ipsos poll point to voter unhappiness with a likely Biden versus Trump rematch in 2024. In fact, Americans inclined to vote for Mr. Biden next November say their primary motivation is stopping Trump. About half of Biden supporters in the poll described their vote as being against Trump and his policies, compared to just 38% who said they would be voting to support President Biden and his policies. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia says absolutely he would consider making a presidential run in 2024.
Manchin opened speculation about a possible White House bid when he announced last week he would not seek another term in the Senate. When asked by NBC whether he would consider a presidential run, Manchin said, absolutely. He also said, quote, every American should consider it if they're in a position to help save the country. Manchin says it all depends on Americans' desire for a middle-of-the-road candidate. He says he's scared to death of another term for Donald Trump, but also that Democrats have pushed President Biden too far to the left. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
Six U.S. Capitol police officers injured during a violent anti-Israel protest happened yesterday on Capitol Hill. Stocks in the red on Wall Street. The Dow down 84 points. The Nasdaq is off 34. This is SRN News. Disney World is handing out pronoun pins to its workers.
According to a number of park employees who spoke to the Daily Caller, the entertainment giant is now requiring all staff to wear name tags that include their so-called gender identity. A Disney memo says, quote, pronoun name tags help us understand each other more and bring a positive impact within our community. The company has fully embraced the LGBT agenda, adding gay characters to their cartoons and hosting homosexual events at its parks. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A North Dakota judge has ruled that he will not immediately block the state's ban on sex change operations for children, delivering an early setback to families who want the new law found unconstitutional. The plaintiffs have also asked for a preliminary injunction that would temporarily block enforcement of the statute as their case proceeds. A hearing is set for January on that request. Under the law, it's a felony for a health care provider to perform a sex change operation on a minor. This is SRN News. New York State is suing a major soft drink manufacturer.
The lawsuit accuses PepsiCo of polluting the environment and endangering public health after its plastics were found along the Buffalo River. The lawsuit aims to require PepsiCo and its subsidiaries, Frito-Lay and Frito-Lay North America, to clean up the mess, which includes food wrappers and plastic bottles. It says the plastics are contaminating the drinking water supply for the city of Buffalo. The lawsuit says PepsiCo is the largest contributor of plastic waste contaminating the Buffalo River. A 2022 survey by the Office of the Attorney General shows PepsiCo produced 17% of the identifiable waste. PepsiCo has not commented. I'm Mike Hempen.
Americans curbed their retail spending in October for the first time in 7 months. Retail sales slid 0.1% from the month before, smaller decline than many economists were expecting. More details, SRNNews.com.